Whatever happened in that fight, whether it's true or not, you can understand one thing. That all the men passed away. One man survived, Zainul Abidin, but he wasn't part of the war because he was injured. He never came to take part, so he was in the tent. The woman never saw the war because they were in the tent. So who narrated what happened in the war? All the stories we read, who narrated it? Two groups narrated it. One group was the group who was fighting against him. Now imagine that American soldiers will come tomorrow and say, you know what? Against the soldiers of Saddam Hussein, they were innocent people. We raped them, we killed them, we massacred them. They'll never say it. They are number one narrators. But who are they narrating against? They're narrating against Yazid on behalf of Hussein radiallahu anhu. Whereas they were the ones who killed him. And they are saying it was such a sad day. And how they oppressed. Who's oppressed? We oppressed. They were the ones narrating it. Because no man loved to say what happened after that. And the second group who narrated it was those who never took part in the war. So suddenly a huge story came, which the people say reached tawatur. But when you ask who's the narrators, there's no narrators' names given. Because all the good people all passed away. One man, he was in the tent, the woman never saw what happened. Now remember we said they told him the same people who are writing letters for you will be the ones who will kill you. It is written that the majority of the army which came with Amr bin Saad were the same people who couple of days previously had taken the bayat to Muslim bin Aqil. Normally you will say they got scared and they kept quiet and they hid away because they were scared. So maybe it doesn't make sense, but listen to the dua that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu makes, the last sentence before he passes away. He is sitting in the tent and a stray arrow comes. There's a child in his lap, the arrow hits the child passes away. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu makes a dua, O Allah, decide between me and decide between those people who invited me to come to help them. But when I came, they came out to kill me. Listen to his dua. He says, decide between me. He could have said, decide between me and Yazid. He says, O Allah, decide between me and the people who wrote to me, that I must come to them to help them. But when I landed here, I find they are the ones coming to kill me. Now it doesn't make no sense at all. Why must the Shia kill Hussein radiallahu anhu? They love him, he's the Ahle Bayt. But how they were ready to call Ali radiallahu anhu a kafir and they became the Khawarij. And how they were ready to attack Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu and said, you are the biggest traitor, get out from our sight. They got no love for Ahle Bayt. They got a policy, are you ready to make a split or not? Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu was brought in as bait. What bait is I'm talking about? So I will give you a bait which we can all understand. And then we will end the story of Karbala. When we were young, I was in the 50 of the Alim cause. We were just going for dars and suddenly we heard 911. Meaning the World Trade Centers has been bombed. Everyone in class was happy. America deserves it. And they say, who did it? Iraq did it. Afghanistan did it. This group did it. That group did it. And everyone is saying that how they did it, they took butter knives. And with butter knives, they held up all the pilots. And it makes sense. They say, hey, Mujahids, how brave they were. How they did it. But didn't America pick them up on satellite? No, they put off the satellite from the aeroplane. Amazing. You can put off the satellite from the aeroplane. Then enemies can also come into the country. How come America couldn't pick them up on the satellite? But everything made sense. Why? Because 5,000 people died. So when 5,000 people died, dare you talk about finding the truth? Can't you think about those 5,000 people's families? They're crying there. And you want to say that, who did it? Immediately, this is war. Whole America says, yeah, this is war. Who did it? The man sitting in Afghanistan did it. Who? Osama bin Laden. Very good, let's go and catch him. Suddenly a war takes place. A war in who is killed? The whole Afghanistan. And those people in Afghanistan, when they are asked, why are you being killed? They say, we don't know. They say, because you all took down the World Trade Center. They say, where is World Trade Center? They got no radios there, telephones there. They don't even know World Trade Center exists. Osama bin Laden, where he's gone, but the war has to carry on because they murdered 5,000 people. And the next year, again, the same thing is repeated. Again, the televisions come. Again, everyone cries, 911. Then a statue is put up. You must remember it even if you want to forget it. Years later, war against Iraq. Why? Don't you remember 9/11? But I thought Osama bin Laden did it. Afghanistan. No, Iraq was also responsible. Let's go and kill them all. One story. And in the ending, what we say? The same people who took down that building were the same people who cried and were the same people who massacred thousands after that, but the world had to keep quiet. Because if anyone dared say anything, don't you think of those 5,000 people? Hazrat Hussein radiallahu and the same people who called him. The same people killed him. But why did they kill him? What was the whole maqsad behind it? After he died, within 3-4 days, suddenly a whole group of people came. That same 18,000, because there was nobody else there. All the his supporters had passed away. They come onto Karbala and say, "Hi, Hussein." But where were they? They were the ones fighting against him. And suddenly a story of "Hi, Hussein" starts in the world. Fiza. And the people of Kufa are angry. Who they angry with? They're angry with not Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. They are angry with Yazid. He is the one responsible. The news that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu was ready to take bayat to Yazid never reached Yazid. It couldn't reach him. If it reached him, he would be furious. Why you killed him there? Everything was quiet. Yazid is the culprit. To such an extent, the people of Makkah Mukarramah were not going to fight against Yazid. But when this happened, suddenly Abdullah bin Zubair said that is it now. Now we will fight. He killed Hussein radiallahu anhu. And now the war takes place between Yazid and the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Up till then, they were not going to fight. Who was going to benefit from the death of Hussein radiallahu anhu? No one in the Sunni Muslim world. It was the people of Iraq, because war started again. But where they thought that the war will carry on well, Yazid managed, and he passed away. Abdul Malik bin Marwan managed to come over Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. Just before Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu passed away, another amazing thing took place, which showed what was the whole story of Hussein. Remember, I spoke about a man called Mukhtar bin Ubaid Thaqafi. He was the man who opened his door and said, "You come and stay here." And then some reason Muslim bin Akhil left. And I told you, he's the biggest shaitan. Why will the biggest shaitan call Hussein radiallahu anhu to his house? 5 years after Karbala, this Mukhtar bin Ubaid got the biggest force that Kufa could get. And he says, "In the defense of the family of Ali, who will join me?" And obviously, who won't join? Ali radiallahu anhu's family, this is the son, grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He came in our dreams, we saw him, he was crying, "Who will stand up for my grandson?" All the Sahaba will not stand up, they are all kafir. Who will stand up for Mukhtar? Everyone, all the youngsters, stand up. And Mukhtar bin Ubaid starts targeting all those who killed Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. Very good. But remember, they killed him. Why? Because they were ordered by on top. They never do a big guna. They were ordered in the end of the day. What were they going to do? The war started. They wanted to arrest him. The order came. But in the end of the day, very good thing he did. He killed them all. After killing them all, revenge is done. Very good. He doesn't stop there. Town by town, entering, raping women, splitting their stomachs in half. Why? Because you all also supported. What the woman got to do? They don't support anyone. They are normal women. Women were raped. Children were killed. Mukhtar bin Ubaid was gone mad. Killing, killing, killing. And then he did that thing which showed that the supporters of Ali radiallahu anhu, Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hassan radiallahu anhu, were no supporters of the Ahl Bayt. They were the Jali supporters. They were supporters of Shaitan. They wanted to break. So he stands up and he says, "I have been sent by the Mahdi. I have been sent by the Mahdi." Everyone says, "Who's the Mahdi?" What we say, Hazrat Mahdi. He said, "He came out in that time. What a shaitan. I have been sent by the Mahdi." "Who is the Mahdi?" He said, "Muhammad bin Hanafiya." Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's third son. Muhammad bin Hanafiya knows nothing about being the Mahdi. He's in Medina Munawara. He wasn't ready to fight against Yazid. Everyone joins. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu gets the news that the shaitan is making such filthy claims. He is killing, massacring. On what? On the name of Ali Ali, Ali Ali, who will join me? Abdullah bin Zubair was the one who was not ready to take bayat on Yazid's hands. But he sends his brother Mus'ab ibn Umair to go attack Mukhtar bin Ubaid, and a war starts. And finally Mukhtar bin Ubaid Saqafi, shaitan, is killed. At that time it was understood the man who opened his door was number one shaitan. The whole maqsad was shaitaniyat. And the whole maqsad was, soon we're going to start an uprise. And everyone will follow us. Why? Because you will say, don't you remember those 5,000 people killed in the World Trade Center? Obviously we remember, our support is with you. Don't you remember Hussein couldn't get water, radiallahu anhu? Ah, crying. So he got a huge force, but Mus'ab ibn Umayr destroyed him. So suddenly it's gone quiet again. Abdul Malik bin Marwan came, very strong he was, and Abdullah bin Zubair was now martyred. And now the whole Muslim world took bet on Abdul Malik bin Marwan. So suddenly the whole thing seems it's gone underground. The whole maqsad, meaning America attacked Iraq, America attacked Afghanistan. Here they tried it, 5 years later they couldn't do it. But because suddenly they were put down. Abdul Malik bin Marwan, what we will say? You say, no, he wasn't a good man, that's why. After Abdul Malik bin Marwan becomes Khalifa, Abdul Malik bin Marwan comes Khalifa. Thereafter he comes his sons, one of his sons was Suleiman, but then the big problem comes, which is the next hole in the whole balloon. Umar bin Abdul Aziz is appointed as Khalifa. And the whole Muslim world says we have gone back to the time of the Khulafa'i Rashid. Everyone says except who? The people of Iraq. Because the time of revenge is now. Umar bin Abdul Aziz is there. Find those people and destroy them. Umar bin Abdul Aziz in his Khilafat makes no mention of Karbala. Because the matter is finished. Gone. Why he never mentioned it? Was it that Umar bin Abdul Aziz was also gumrah like the rest? Na'udhu billah, no one will say it. Because they all understood that there is no matter in the sea at all. Umar bin Abdul Aziz passes away, another khalifa. From the time of the death of Yazid, now 60 to 70 years have passed. Now as the khalifas are getting weaker, a new uprising starts. A new uprising called Ali Ali, who will help us fight against those who killed Hussein? The people who kill Hussein radiallahu anhu are long time dead. But the people stand up. We are ready. Let's go and murder them. But who are we going to murder? The people who killed him, they're already dead. We're going to murder every single one who supported them. People who came 80 years later, suddenly this group called the Abbasi group, but they never called themselves Abbasi. They called themselves Ali Ali. And this group comes and enters into all the cities, and a huge force they got. And everyone says, yeah, revenge. But when they enter, the first Khalifa is known as Saffah. Saffah means that man who massacred whoever came in front of him. No court cases, America system. No trials. Whether you man, woman or child, you are guilty without trial, murdered. He became known as Saffah, the bloodshedder. What can you imagine? He's in support of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't kill any. Even a kafir woman, you're not going to go kill her. You're guilty without trial. And he massacres. Until certain of his own people who made him Khalifa questioned that, what are you doing? He had them killed. They also gone. He is Khalifa number one. Khalifa number two, most likely Abu Muslim, what is known as Khurasani, also from Khurasan. None of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But the biggest problem that then came is that if you all are Ali Ali, then the family of Ali radiallahu anhu, who the Shias call the 10 Imams, they are alive. So make them the Khalifa. Suddenly the name changes. We are the Banu Abbas. We are the people in support of Abbas radiallahu anhu. So that the family of Ali radiallahu anhu got no say in the Khilafat. That's why in the time of the Banu Abbas, the family of Ali radiallahu anhu were imprisoned and they died in prison. Who were the Banu Abbas, the people who said, Ya Ali? They were the ones who were going to be killing the great grandsons of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Because suddenly when people said, make them the Khalifa, they said, no, we are the Banu Abbas. We have not anything to do with Ali radiallahu anhu. In their time, the Banu Abbas, what happened? Shi'iyat started. Because they were Shias. In Misr, the biggest force of the Shia started. Mu'tazila started. Mu'tazila is any alim who knows it was like the biggest problems that were happening in the Muslim world. Philosophers were brought into Islam. The books of Mantiq were brought. People began denying the ahadith. All because of the work of the Khulafa of the Banu Abbas. They were making people deny what we all know, that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was brought and he was lashed. Because they were saying the Quran is also created. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has his system. As his system today shows, America went into Afghanistan. America went into Iraq and they killed. But day by day the lie comes more and more clearer. And in the ending, they failed. The Banu Abbas also failed. Among them, one leader came. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in his dream and told him, "What are you doing?" And he pointed to Imam Shafi rahimullah, said, "I want you to follow this man." And the whole thing changed suddenly. The Shias were strong. The Fatimi Empire, they had grown because of the Banu Abbas giving them leeway. Salahuddin Ayyubi radiallahu anhu, many years comes, he wipes them out completely. So the whole effort which was made, suddenly Allah tabarak ta'ala brought it down. But every day as 911 will be remembered, you can be guaranteed Karbala will be remembered. And if anyone says 911 was a lie, the first thing they will say, "Don't you think of that 5,000 people who died? Have you no feelings?" And if anyone like me says that the whole Karbala was a lie, the person will say, "Don't you like Hussein radiallahu anhu?" This is not said fakhriyan. But in this morning I was thinking, must I say it, must I not say it? So I was in a masjid, outside the masjid, in Jamaat. Allah tabarak ta'ala blessed me with a nice dream, but I can't remember the dream. The only thing I remember, now Maghrib time, I can remember a little bit, that I was having a discussion with the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I never see them. But in my dream I understood. And they were giving me dalail, proofs, to show that the whole thing is a farce. Only when I woke up, I couldn't remember those proofs. But I was saying, amazing, amazing. So that gave me a little bit of courage, that it got nothing to do with saying we don't like Hussein radiallahu anhu. We love like how we loved Hamza radiallahu anhu, and how we loved Umar radiallahu anhu, Usman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hussein radiallahu anhu, but we loved the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu also. And the whole Karbala was one fast where Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu was brought in as bait. He was used as a way to get the support of the world, that Ya Ali, Ya Ali. So that an entire Khilafat, the Banu Umayyah wasn't the best of Khilafats. There were evil people also amongst them. But Islamic Aqidah in their time was never attacked. Shias never got strong in their time. Khawarij never got strong. They were wiped out in their time. Suddenly the Banu Abbas came and all the things started. One after the other, one after the other. So this is the reality of Karbala, which every year will be said. And amongst our own people also, we will hear good bayans that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu stood up for the truth. But if anyone asks that person that, "You mean, what about the other Sahaba? Why they never stood up for the truth?" Suddenly there's quiet. The Shia will say they were all cowards, kafirs. But we will have no answer. Why? Because in the end of the day, what every Sahabi did was barhaq, on its place. And what Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu did was also on its place. He trusted the people of Iraq. And when he realized they are the biggest liars, he said that sentence which broke the whole thing, "I'll go and take bayat on the hands of Yazid." But they could never allow him. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, that shaitan, was later on killed. His face was brought, a riwayat of most likely Tirmidhi. The people saw a snake entering his mouth and coming out from his nose. Entering his mouth, coming out of his nose. He was a shaitan. Mukhtar bin Ubaid Saqafi was a shaitan. Those 18,000 people, if they were 18,000, they were the shaitans. The people who Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu cursed were the same people who invited him. He never cursed Yazid. He never cursed Yazid. He cursed the people of Iraq. And it's those same people who every year will make procession and say, "Hi Ali, hi Ali, if only we were there." They were the ones who were there. We were not there. So may Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us. Hopefully we understood this. This is the blood of Karbala. What heading I said for the thing was that unveiling a bloody secret. So this is a bloody secret which has been unveiled. Meaning exactly which happened in 911 happened. And then someone says the same thing they did. So we'll say because the same people did it. The same people did it. Yeah. Shaitan's tariqah never changes. And according to me, Dajjal's tariqah never changes. The same people who manipulated the whole Karbala. The same politics they used to manipulate the whole 911. Same thing that happened there, same thing that happened here. Same people who died here, same people who died there. All innocent people who knew nothing about the matter. And every year the same story will be said. They'll put flowers by 911. These were great people, innocent people. They died for the country. And they'll put flowers at Karbala. This was a great man. He died for Islam. But what they are saying, the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu never died for Islam. They were all traitors. They were scared of Yazid. How could they do a thing like that? May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with understanding of this, yeah? And may Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us that we can explain it to others also in a manner that makes other people understand. And the first thing will be, what happened to the rest of the Sahaba? Why didn't they stand up? And for that, no one will have any answer. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
سبحان الله بحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.